Welcome to This Week in Palestine, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for September 14th to the 20th, 2013. One killed and dozens wounded this week in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority voices concern about the ongoing settlement activities in Jerusalem. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli soldiers used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to attack the weekly protests organized at the villages of Kfar Kaddoum, Nabi Saleh, Bel'in, Na'lin in the central West Bank, and Al-Masara village in southern West Bank. IMEMC's Rachel Shomeli reports.
Anti-wall and settlement protests were organized this week in the villages of Kfar Kaddoum, Nabi Saleh, Bel'in, Na'lin, Al-Masara, and in central West Bank. The protests this week were dedicated to commemorate the massacre of the two Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon, Sabra and Shatila, where over 2,000 Palestinians were killed in 1982. Dozens of Palestinians, Israelis, and foreigners managed to reach the wall in the villages of Bel'in and Na'lin, despite the intensive military presence. Israeli soldiers, however, fired several rounds of tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the unarmed protesters. As a result, many civilians were injured and were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation by field medics. Meanwhile, in the nearby village of Al-Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers used tear gas at the nonviolent protesters and managed to stop them. Local activists said that the soldiers left the village when the protest ended. However, they returned shortly after and fired several tear gas bombs at the residents' homes, causing several people to choke. In Kfar Kaddoum, 7 people were injured, including 2 journalists and 1 Israeli protester, during the weekly nonviolent protest against the wall and settlements in the village. The journalists were injured by a direct hit of tear gas canisters in the knee and in the back. In Bethlehem, Israeli soldiers attacked the residents of Al-Masara, who took to the streets together with a number of international and Israeli peace activists. The Israeli soldiers stopped them at the entrance of the village and assaulted them with the bottom of the rifle and batons, forcing them back into the village. The soldiers managed to detain one of the protesters. However, the name was not reported. For IMEMC News, this is Rachel Shulman.
Hamas attempts to distance itself from Egyptian accusations. In the meantime, the Palestinian Authority is concerned about the ongoing settlements construction in the occupied East Jerusalem. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari with the details.
Two Palestinian negotiators, Saeb Erekat, was quoted as saying that current round of peace talks with Israel is likely to fail if Israel continues settlements building on occupied Palestinian territories, mainly in East Jerusalem. Erekat's statement comes as the talks have not yet achieved any concrete progress on contentious issues. Washington, that has helped the two parties return back to negotiations table, is being attracted by the situation in Syria. Washington has always voiced out concern over continued illegal settlement colonial buildings in the occupied Palestinian territories. U.S. has envisioned a two-state solution that would secure a Palestinian state on 1967 border lines, including East Jerusalem, West Bank, and Gaza Strip. In the Gaza Strip, the ruling Hamas party has detached itself from recent accusations by media outlets in Egypt that the ruling Hamas party is involved in current violence across the nearby Sinai Peninsula. As Egypt has tightened the closure of the border with Gaza and embarked on destruction of underground tunnels, lifeline for Gaza, Israel began this week easing the blockade on the territory by allowing limited quantities of raw building materials into Gaza. This is the first time that Israel allows such material in more than 6 years. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli forces conducted at least 42 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli troops killed a Palestinian civilian and injured a dozen others. Moreover, soldiers kidnapped at least 41 Palestinians including 9 children. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura has more.
Israeli army invasions this week were focused in the cities of Ramallah, central West Bank, in addition to Jenin and Nablus in northern West Bank. Moreover, Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded also border areas in central and southern Gaza Strip. Tanks opened fire at random as bulldozers bulldozed local farmers' lands. On Thursday, a Palestinian youth was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers invading his home in the Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Dozens of residents have been injured during ensuing clashes, and one more was kidnapped. Islam Hussam Tawasi, 19, was shot by a round of live ammunition fired at him by the invading soldiers who broke into his home after detonating its door. Meanwhile, three more civilians were injured when local youth clashed with the invading soldiers. Another Palestinian died on Wednesday as he bled to death when his Israeli employer dragged him from the construction site after he was seriously injured during work in Tel Aviv. Witnesses said that the man, Islam Abu Surur, 54, from the Askar refugee camp in the northern West Bank city of Nablus, was moved by his employer out of his work area after getting injured and then was left on the sidewalk to bleed to death. Earlier in the week, Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday Khirbet Mahul in the West Bank, northern plain areas, and demolished homes and residential structures. The villagers never received any notices or orders from the military and never had the chance to legally challenge the Israeli decision. Elsewhere in the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli gunboats stationed off Al-Waha Resort, northwest of Beit Lahia in the northern Gaza Strip, opened fire on Monday at Palestinian fishing boats that were sailing about 4 nautical miles offshore. The fishermen were frightened and fled back to shore, fearing being arrested or injured. Neither casualties nor material damage were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for September 14th to the 20th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Rishmawi.